Supporters of universal care hope the president will put enough money into the budget to actually cover everyone. Robert Craig of Citizen Action of Wisconsin says that could be up to $100 billion. He calls it an investment that will pay back by insuring a large pool of people for less, even by changing the delivery of care, along with more generic drugs and possible reductions in certain government subsidies to private insurers. It probably won't be enough to cover costs. Craig says the federal government has an option the state doesn't.
And unlike the state government, federal government can obviously outlay money and not have to balance the budget each and every year.
Or there's the method outlined in a state universal plan. It would make employers provide health insurance or pay into a system that will. The author of that plan, Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton, says Healthy Wisconsin will be a separate piece of legislation, not in the budget this time, and he's fine with the federal government moving first.
Whether it comes out of the federal government or it comes out of the state, one way or another, we're much closer to universal health care today than we were yesterday.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.